So I mean, I guess first I'll start with summer internships. Actually, I don't hire summer interns here at this campus, but if you don't get a summer internship, it's not the end of the world. You know, don't, you know, your life isn't over. It just, if anything, consider as practice for when you're applying for new grad roles, okay? Because there's always a small number of summer spots. And then for new grad, if you weren't selected or if you're interviewed and you weren't offered, again, not the end of the world, because we actually do hire recent graduates and we do dip back and come back to campus in some years. So not the end of the world. What else can you do? Make things better. So get involved with, you know, campus organizations, extracurricular, like make your application better, because you don't know, again, if we're going to come to campus or what the case is. Then what else you can do is, you know, get some advice from the Institute. So the ICAO will also be in attendance tomorrow. And, you know, whether it be, you know, you're still looking for kind of a CA articling job, or say you were with a firm and you're no longer with this firm and you're still looking to, you know, for your, I guess, your kind of your qualifying hours or whatever you want to call it these days, they can really help you out. They have a database of you know, where you can post your resume or where firms can post that they're seeking. And so the Institute can really bridge that gap as well. So, you know, the competition is tough. Not everyone in this room is going to get a job. The reality of it is that there will never be enough, you know, roles for to kind of fulfill all of you and everyone at every other school. So competition is tough, but you have to take advantage of the resources that are available.
The one piece of advice that I'd give you is, even if you know what firm you're at and you'd really like to go to, say you really love a PwC or an EY or KPMG, please submit your resume and everything to all the firms, because, you know, you've just always got to increase your chances. Well, you know, the people on the panel here would love for you to come to our firm. We are competing for, you know, very limited amount of spots with thousands of resumes. So I would always recommend that you submit your resume to every single firm that you, you know, you've met and would like to join. Obviously, don't just submit it to anybody you don't know, but keep your options open, because, you know, at the end of the day, you are looking for a step into a firm and you just never know. You know, that might have been the right fit at the end of the day. It may have not been your number one choice, but might have worked for you later on down the line. So I'd always keep your options open. If you don't get a job, but you have a contact with somebody at a firm, you know, keep that contact going over the years. I think a lot of people have done that, where they haven't sort of got a job, but they've kept in contact with a senior or a manager, and a year down the track, they've come back into the firm or got a job in a different region. So, you know, they might have moved to an Ottawa or a Waterloo, and then they got a different you know, position in a different place. Always keep in contact with people that you know. And also, the other thing too is, if your friends did get a job and you didn't, they're at the firm. So, you know people that are in the firm, and, you know, there could be possibilities of looking for positions later on, and you might be working at a small firm and could move to a big firm. You might be working in industry and want to work in a big firm, or a big firm going to a smaller firm. There's all these different things. There's many opportunities out there. You just always got to keep trying, I guess, is my point.
I would just add to Susan's comment. If you go to ICO's website, there are a list of CA-accredited firms there that you can check, and they're based by mid-size, national level, smaller firms. So, you know, do some research on those firms, see how big or how small they are, and if you do find a good fit, I would try contacting them as well. And another website is casource.com. I think it's Institute's website. So that is where you can post your resumes. But just keep in mind, it's not the end of the world if you don't get it now. You know, just keep trying. Don't let your motivation levels go down because it didn't work out for you. I know when I was going through it, I made it into a much bigger monster than it actually was. And, you know, my grades, I could feel it on my grades. I didn't feel like studying. So, you know, make sure you you don't let yourself go down that path. Keep your options open by not restricting yourself to any one particular firm.
Sure, I was wondering if you could repeat the website.
CASOURCE.com.
Everyone hear that? CASOURCE.com. Thank you.
I think I want to add two things to that. Also, if you do get an interview but you don't get a job, it depends on how forthcoming your interviewer is, but I would follow up with that person. Just say, you know, I really enjoyed meeting you. I would love to get feedback on the interview, especially if you have one earlier on and a few lined up after that. So getting that feedback, maybe they felt that you weren't really that comfortable talking about your experiences, or you were really, really nervous. So any feedback like that can definitely help you perfect your interview skills, because it's definitely a challenge when you don't have that exposure. Like, I remember when I was going through it, myself and my friends mock interviewed each other, and it was silly, but it actually definitely helped us, because it put us in that situation of answering behavioral type questions. And once you've already answered a question like that and you're answering it for a second time, you're much better the third, fourth, fifth time, right? So having that practice in advance and getting that feedback is always great. And now you can, I think, or it's a pretty recent thing that you can write the CKE and the SOA and the UFE without having a firm sponsoring you. So don't give up on it. You know, there are firms that take in staff in January of the following year. So if you start the UFE process without a firm, you can get in there. Or as someone had said, start small and move into the bigger firms later on. The CA is definitely worth pursuing, whether it's with a big four or a big six firm or whatever or not. So don't give up on that.
Is there anything that students who don't get in initially, if they're applying and they don't get in this year, is there anything that they can be doing in terms of getting experience or building certain skills that will help them down the road or the next time they apply?
I'll start with that, I guess. If you don't get in this year, you don't have to go and look for an accounting job before you can apply with us again. We're not looking for accounting experience. I didn't even have it before I got hired. Any sort of experience where you can show us that, you know, you have good communication skills, you've worked in teams. And these things may sound very generic and very repetitive to you, but these are some of the basic things we do look for. Working in your projects in school, that's a part of teamwork, so you should be able to put that out there in your resume, in your cover letter. Doing volunteer experience, volunteer work is a great way as well. And if you happen to have accounting work, of course that's an added bonus. Not to say that's a requirement, but if you have it, if you can do it, then put it there.
I guess just to add on to Shweta's comment, it's just transferable skills, right? So again, you know, are we looking, even for new grads, are we looking for people with accounting backgrounds or accounting experience? No, I mean, you could have worked at McDonald's for the last 5 years. That's fine, it's transferable skills, customer service, teamwork, communication, organization, all of those things that we can take and bring you into the firm. Even if you have accounting experience, chances are what you've done at a smaller firm or, you know, whatever the case is, we're probably gonna have to reteach you how to do things our way anyhow. And I think that pretty much works for all of the firms up here. So while accounting experience is great, it's not necessary, and just because you have it doesn't make you a shoo-in either, right? So it's about the skill base, and that's why we kind of ask behavioral questions, for example, in our interviews.
I would say also beyond work experience, just expanding your extracurricular involvement and getting involved in projects that you're really excited about that are different, right? Because when we were talking about having things that jump off of your resume that are different, that's a really good way to differentiate yourself through like some really exciting volunteer work or extracurricular work. And that's like a good way to balance out your resume, because oftentimes, especially in Atkinson, you have good work experience behind you, right? A lot of you are working jobs at the same time as you're in school, which definitely shows great balance for all the firms. So that extracurricular may be something else that will differentiate you.
Thank you.